Well, as COVID deaths and hospitalizations continue to creep higher, a bit of optimism coming on the vaccine front there as the FDA finally grants full approval for Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID vaccine shot there in adults age 16 and above. And for more on what that could mean when it comes to vaccine mandates here in America, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani, who's been looking at those updates and following the latest there for us. Anjali?
Thanks, Zach. Yep. As you mentioned, we got that approval. 16 years and older are now fully approved to get the vaccine, which of course sets the tone for mandates, which I'll get into in a second. But for right now, let's follow the timeline. We've got the Pfizer initial approval, that emergency use authorization coming out in December, followed by the emergency use authorization for 12 to 15 year olds in May, which is around the time that they started the process for the full approval. And now we're in August with that, close to the end of August, with that FDA, Peter Marks said something along the lines of this was done in about 40% the usual time. So just to keep in mind there, how quickly we got to this point, some concerns arising about what the potential use for under 16-year-olds, and especially that under 12 population. We got comments from the FDA citing an unspecified timeline on that, and a note from the acting commissioner that, you know, the vaccines for kids are not the same as for adults. It really depends on the weight, and there's a whole different dosage process there. And on the timeline for boosters, even though we heard the White House say that September 20th was that timeline, a little bit of a vagueness in the response today when asked about those booster shots from FDA officials. But we did hear from FDA, not just them, but also Pfizer, about the approval paving the way for more confidence, especially for those that are vaccine hesitant, or those who may be looking for, you know, further confirmation about the vaccines, and also paves the way for vaccine mandates. We've seen them coming out in many states where state employees are now mandated to either get the vaccine or submit to regular testing. New York City today just announcing that vaccine mandates for teachers is going to be required. So it really is shaping up to be an interesting sort of opening of the gates, if you will, and we'll likely see more vaccine mandates as the days come. Back to you, Zach.
Yeah, the tricky thing there too, Anjali, I mean, when we talk about still waiting for Moderna's full FDA approval, you know, obviously Pfizer vaccines are out there and people would be able to get them already. But when you think about those who can't, and mainly those under 16, or at least who won't have full approval there, people under 16 and back to school season around the corner here. I mean, how important is that going to be to watch when you think about younger populations and how cases might be plateauing here, depending on which state you're looking at, but how important that becomes?
Well, that's where the mask mandates are becoming sort of key when you're talking about being able to protect younger kids, as well as those teacher mandates. So that combination of strategies is really going to be crucial. And we already kind of see where states like Florida and Texas are sort of banning those useful strategies and what's happening there. Florida counties being threatened with funding, and Texas last week, the schools got a bit of a win there in Governor Abbott's dropping Governor Abbott's ability to enforce those mandates temporarily. So a lot still in motion right now when it comes to that. And there is some concern that there might be some clinicians or doctors who try to use these vaccine for children who are not authorized. It's known as off-label use. But because of the way that the CDC geared up those agreements with clinicians to use those vaccines, it shouldn't be happening as well. So that's something to also keep an eye out for.
Yeah, we'll be listening to hear President Biden's address later on this afternoon, kind of giving the update there around the rollout here and progress being made. But Anjali Kamlani, watching it all for us. Appreciate the update there.